Good morning.
Morning.
So every year people have resolutions on New Year's. It's an appropriate piece of scripture here out of Matthew 5:33. So what is resolution, though, in the first place? Merriam-Webster gives a multitude of similar definitions about deciding a matter or coming to an agreement about a situation or being at harmony. Especially in music, when we return to the root chord, we call that resolving the progression of chords to the key of the tune. The world gives us the New Year's tradition of resolutions to do all kinds of things. Stop bad habits, start good ones, lose weight, read more, learn new hobbies, etc. Yet soon enough you'll see Facebook flooded with exercise gear and tools someone bought for something they never intended to complete. What does Scripture say? Matthew 5:33, I believe this is part of the Beatitudes. Again, you've heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you've sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Should you be healthy, change your ways, or finish cleaning out the portion of the house that's still collecting junk since last year. Yes, but don't make promises you can't keep. Be honest. Remember, as night falls on 23 and a new year in 24 comes, there are 366 new mercies ahead. Yes, it's a leap year. We have an extra day. He makes all things new and is faithful to complete the good work he started in his people.